Right now, though, we are excited to welcome on Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Governor, how you doing, man?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
We're good, brother.
We are doing well, man. You were there. Maybe you were the good luck charm they needed. That was the Commanders' first home win in a calendar year, dude. Can you believe that?
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? But I tell you what, and people say they're like, well, it was an ugly win. I was like, listen, I'll take an ugly win over a beautiful loss any day of the week, man. So we'll take
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Totally.
Speaking of losses, though, the fellas in Baltimore.
Up the road.
That had to kind of shock you.
It definitely shocked me. But you know what? And I'm trying to go back to the old Aaron Rodgers, relax. It's early. It'll be okay. The problem, though, is you don't just pay attention to the record. You pay attention to how people are playing. And there are just certain holes that we're now watching that if you don't address it, it's going to be really problematic. We've got to come up with a better strategy in the way we're using Derrick Henry. You don't have a dog in the backfield like Derrick Henry and not have a fully baked-out strategy around it. Part of the challenge is you've got a lot of weapons on the offense. On the offensive side of the ball for the Ravens, but you need a better strategy for Derrick Henry. The other big thing is the Ravens are just giving up too many points. Every game can't be a shootout. You have to have a defense that can shut people down, and we have a lot of talent on the defensive side. But the thing that I was said at the beginning of the year, where I was like, I think losing Queen was a deal, but it wasn't a big deal. I'm actually starting to wonder maybe it was a bigger deal than I thought because there is something missing about this defense right now. And Queen is doing his thing up in Pittsburgh right now.
They going to Pittsburgh.
They have a history, Governor, of having exceptional leadership. And over the last few years, they've been losing a lot of their guys that are the leaders. Could that finally be getting to them a little bit?
I mean, it could be. I mean, locker room matters, right?
Yeah.
And frankly, I think we're seeing it throughout the NFL. I think we've seen it. And again, I'm going to sound like a broken record on this. I think we're seeing it in Philadelphia. I think the Eagles are going to continue having a problem because I feel like the coaching staff has lost the locker room. But leadership inside of the locker room matters, especially when you're getting to this level, right? The guys are so good. They're so big. They're so fast. It's the biggest question becomes who has that X factor? And the X factor are, do you have the people not just on the field, but the people on the sidelines who are going to put together the right plan, who the team has full buy-in for, and also have the ability to execute.
Governor, I can't help but think, too, specific to the Ravens, you lose Mike McDonald. He's got those Seahawks 2-0. I know he was a young guy, but damn, he seemed like a pretty important piece of what they were doing in Baltimore.
He was. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And particularly when you look at some of the places that we have seen the biggest fallback for the Ravens, it was what McDonald ran, right? I mean, some of the challenges we're seeing when you lose your O-line coach right before the start of the year, that has an impact on people because coaching and consistency, it really does matter. You know, and listen, I love Harbaugh. I love his next man up philosophy and the way that he runs his team. But I'd be lying if I didn't say that there is something, there's been a challenge where both on the field and on the sidelines, some of these losses that the Ravens have taken over these past 6 months, they're showing themselves on the field right now. And I think we've just got to figure out a way to correct that quickly or you're going to realize that we might have added some tools, but it's still going to be a fundamentally different team than what you're seeing from last year.
All right, Gov, well, why don't we get to the picks then? You are at 5-5, and honestly, the way this NFL season has started, being 500 is pretty damn good.
I know,
nobody on the planet had the Raiders winning that thing last week. You weren't alone.
No.
But let's start.
Like, there's no reason that they did win. I mean, beating Baltimore in Baltimore at the home opener, it was crazy.
With a 10-point fourth-quarter lead.
Wow.
Yes.
Why don't we start
yes.
with your Ravens then? Ravens-Cowboys. This is a massive, massive game this early in the year.
This is one I'm pulling. You got to beat them. You got to beat the damn Cowboys now.
Tell me about it, man. I mean, like, and y'all know, as much as I hate the Cowboys, this is going to be real bad if our boys go down to Dallas and lose. I mean, and I know it's in Dallas, which is always challenging, and going down to, you know, going down there and playing in Jerry's World and all that kind of stuff. The thing that I know, though, is that the Ravens looked bad last week. The Cowboys looked really bad. I mean, they got it handed to them. And they showed, I mean, every criticism that people had and every vulnerability that people thought about the Cowboys going into this year got showed off last week. And it wasn't just because of the talent that we saw from the Saints. We'll get to them in a second. It was that if you draw up the right plan against the Cowboys, you're going to beat the Cowboys if you have the right talent base. And so, I mean, I've got faith. I think that this week is the week that the Ravens, you know, drop this now three-game losing streak that we're on. And I think this is the week that we go down there and we get this W. Because maybe this what happened last week maybe was the dose of reality that the Ravens needed to get moving.
Yeah, I wonder. And, you know, teams like the Ravens, you just trust. And, like, I feel like when we get – it'll be, people start putting up Christmas trees, it'll be December 5th, and the Ravens are going to be not 9-4 or whatever. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Let's keep it with a team I'm not sure you trust, Gov. Eagles going down to New Orleans. The Saints are outrageously hot. Eagles, yep. Saints, who you got?
Oh, the Saints. Saints. I don't trust them.
Easy.
I don't trust them. I don't think I mean, even if you look at their first couple games, right? The first one was against a good team. Don't get me wrong. I respect the Packers, but it was still it wasn't a good looking win. It wasn't something that I think gave the Eagles fans any confidence. And then you saw what happened last week. Mm-hmm. I do not trust this Eagles team, and I don't think that the coaches have the locker room. And I think that they can make adjustments on the field all you want, but if you're essentially bringing back the same folks who are calling the plays and helping lead people, I think that's going to matter. It's going to show itself. And the Saints, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what defense even has a chance of stopping these folks right now. They're just playing really good football. I know it is early, and you don't get too excited about what's happening. You know what happens in the first couple weeks, but you got Kamara. You know, what if he have four rushing touchdowns?
Yeah, three of those and one receiving
touchdown. I mean, like, I mean, he's putting up numbers right now. And so I think we saw the problems that the Eagles had. I don't think they fixed them or corrected them. So I think the Eagles go get this one. I'm sorry, I think the Saints go get this one.
Do you believe in Derek Carr?
I believe in Derek Carr more than I believe in the Eagles front office, huh?
Wow,
no pass rush. Until the Eagles can generate some pass rush, I don't know how that thing works. Perhaps the biggest surprise right now is Sam Darnold and the Vikings at 2-0. They've got the Texans coming to town. Big game there. Nobody expected Houston, Minnesota to be a headliner, but here we are. Who you like?
You know, it is so crazy to me because if anybody would have said that after, you know, week two, that one of the leading contenders, again, early, one of the leading contenders for people who were, like, in the MVP conversation was Darnold.
Yeah.
I was like, not on planet Earth.
Right.
But listen, he's put it up. And so I think that he's actually doing some really interesting things there in ways that I think that people did not expect. But you know who's also putting up crazy numbers? Is Stroud.
Sure.
Right? I think Stroud is just, I mean, he's just showing, man. I mean, he is legit. This was not a new quarterback thing. This is not we don't have film on him thing. He's just showing. He's just a legit quarterback. I mean, I think he's got, like 500 passing yards already going in. I mean, the guy is he's putting up very real numbers. And so, I think that even though it's on the road, I think the Texans go ahead and take this win over the Vikings. It'll be a good game. And particularly when you're going out talking about playing in Minnesota, it's always tough. But I think the Texans go off and pull this win because I'm a believer in C.J. Stroud.
It's a safe place to be, man. He's been fantastic since he got into the pros. And you add Steph Diggs. I mean, that team is just loaded.
And their defense is playing well.
For sure. Will Anderson's a beast. You add Danielle Hunter. There's a lot to like there.
Yeah. I agree.
Now, Governor, one thing I appreciate about you sincerely is that you obviously you're in the politics game, and that requires a level of diplomacy. But you don't sugarcoat things you hate. And I know you hate the Steelers, and they're hosting the Chargers, a pair of 2-0 teams that just want to run the ball and play defense. This thing seems like it's going to be a legit fist fight. Jim Harbaugh coming to Pittsburgh. What do you think?
This is going to be a straight fist fight, and I love it. And I tell you, usually I'm not one of these people where one person can help me to change my opinion on a game, because I think one of the things I love about football is it's much bigger than one person oftentimes. Mm-hmm. This is actually one of these games, though, where I think one person actually helps to shift my opinion on it, because if Herbert were 100%, I probably would pick the Chargers. He's not. And even if he does get reps, he's not going to be the same Justin Herbert that I think that we've become accustomed to, and I think really has the potential of being being an actual star in here. And so I hate saying this, but when you look at the way that the Steelers, you know, came in and, you know, beat the Falcons, you look at the way they came in, beat the Broncos. Again, these aren't two stellar teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they've shown a level of stability and fight that I think people have come accustomed to with the Steelers. And so so I do think that the Steelers, I think the Steelers can pull this.
Got the Gov diffing in and out there. Yeah. Gov, we got you still. You there?
Oh, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yep, we got you. So you took the Steelers,
I think,
right?
I think I was saying good things about the Steelers.
So, and the phone cut out.
And the phone cut out. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Governor, it's kind of funny. We want you in Annapolis as long as possible, but eventually if you want to drive, you know, down 16th Street, you might need Pennsylvania. You might need to be a little kinder to these Steelers fans, man.
Nah, I don't play that game. They know.
I love it. All right, the main event, Monday Night Football in Cincinnati.
Uh-oh.
You got two LSU Heisman Trophy winners. What a cool game this is set to be. Yeah. Commanders-Bengals. What do you think of?
Yeah, man, this is a really cool game. And I got to tell you, man, I'm so proud of Jalen Daniels, man. He's really playing. And, oh, yeah. And you know, if you look at – and you know, can I tell you – can I just say one thing about him and why I was so impressed? At the game, that play where he got hurt and he had to sit out for one play. And by the way, and I know y'all felt it because I saw you there, to watch the entire stadium, their air go out of them, yeah. Watching him laying on the ground, and people are like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then, you know, he comes off the field. Backup comes on board, and people are like, okay, what just happened? Did the future just go away? He comes back a play later and then leads a scoring drive and actually it was beautiful. I mean, he got the ball off quickly, as he had to do. On that drive, some like, what, 60-some-odd yards on one drive? I mean, he played a great drive after being hurt. And so I think he just showed a level of toughness that I think people really respect. And I think, you know, he's really had as good a first couple games as any rookie in the NFL has had. Now, that being said, this defense can't stop anything right now. I mean, I'm watching these teams just completely just like slicing the Commanders defense apart. And you cannot do that against the Bengals. Mm-hmm. You just can't. They have too many weapons. And so I think until the Commanders can do two things. One, you got to give Daniels more time. This offensive line is still too Swiss cheesy to be able to make sure that, you know, you have a star quarterback that can feel supported and protected. And until the secondary can stop giving up 20 and 30 and 40 points a game, you're going to have a tough time, particularly against teams that are above average teams in the NFL, which is, you know, the Bengals are an above average team. I'll repeat what I said before. I'm still not completely sold on the Bengals quarterback being a top two quarterback in the NFL, which some people want to give him. But I do think that Cincinnati looked better last week, and this game is at home for them, and I do think that matters. So I think the Bengals end up taking this one at home.
Governor, we know appreciate you making time for us, man. Ravens, Saints, Texans, Steelers, Bengals. Those are the picks.
Those are the picks. So hopefully I have a five after week three.
All right. Thank you very much, Governor.
Hey, bless y'all. Talk to you.
All right, take care, man.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Everything he said about the Commanders-Bengals game, I tend to agree with him. Mm-hmm. We're going all in on this matchup. Monday nighter, nobody go anywhere.